You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
In our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the Lord speaks to Isaiah and comes to the people, and he says, "Now, to say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong and fear not." And that is a very nice sentiment. However, it's easier said than done, because all of us have been frightened. And when I am frightened, somebody can come up to me and say, "Well, be strong and fear not." And I think, well, that's nice, but it doesn't help the fear. And all of us do experience fear throughout our life. Can't escape it. It's always around. Always crops up on us. Always comes at unexpected times. And it can come way from the past. Things that happened to us way in the past have screwed us up and somehow have made us fearful of the now and even of the future. What fear does is basically paralyzes us. It's a paralysis, and it's an awful paralysis sometimes. When we see it in others, it's frustrating. Say, "Well, just keep moving. Come on, get over it. You don't have to be scared." And we see it, and we can say that to the other, but it really doesn't help, because we've been in the same boat, and it just doesn't help. But we try. For many years, Father Eric and I would go fishing near Upper Arkansas. And we'd had this favorite place to go, and the fishing was very good. But I've always heard that fishing for trout at nighttime was spectacular. So there was a trail, so we'd always go down this trail to get to the water every day to fish. So I said, "Okay, I'm going to kind of memorize." The trail wasn't that hard, but you know, you kind of memorize, "Okay, I'm going to have to go down here, and this is where the water is here, blah, blah, blah." And that's fine. And at night, I'm all excited until you start going down that path. And woods that are beautiful, and you say, "Oh, nature is great. Nature is wonderful. Look at God's spectacular beauty in these woods and in this river." At nighttime, turns into Satan's playground. And so I'm pretty scared. So here we go. Going down, and I have to admit, I have yet to make it all the way down. I have not fished at nighttime yet, because I said, "Oh my God, this is spooky." Fear takes over, and there's nothing to be scared about. And you talk to yourself. You know, you can go through all the intellectual stuff that you want, and it's all up here. And I'm saying, "Okay, okay, okay. And I've got it. This is a tree, this is a tree, this is a trail. It's the same thing as it was during the daytime." But deep, deep inside, where the will resides, the will says, "Absolutely not. You do not go down that path. You have no idea what's down there," but your imagination kicks in, and then suddenly the will and the imagination get together, and you become frozen. Now, that's just one little example. All through our life, fear comes into play. Now, the problem with fear is what we see in the gospel reading. Jesus comes up to this poor man who has, he's deaf, and he has a speech impediment, no doubt, because he is deaf. So, Jesus comes along and realizes that he's not hearing well and he can't speak well. And that's the exact same thing that happens when we are frightened. When we become frightened of one another, and when we're frightened of life, we don't see life correctly. We don't hear correctly. And because of that, I don't speak correctly. I get scared, and I hear things. You may be talking to me, but I'm not hearing what you're saying. Or if I hear what you're saying, it's suddenly becoming warped. And then I speak things sometimes I should not speak. We say bad things, we do bad things, sometimes when we are frightened, because we do not see the world correctly, and we're scared. And now Jesus comes along and touches the man and says, "Open up. I need for your tongue to be loosened, and I need for your ears to be opened so that you can hear correctly." And I think that is our challenge this week. That's the challenge of the gospel and the first reading this week, to be careful. Can't take away fear from you. I wish there was some magic fairy dust incantation that we could all pray, some special prayer that we could all pray, and fear goes away. It does not. It stays with us. But one thing that we do have, and that is our prayer life and our life here, the sacramental life. If we go to these things often, and if we turn to Jesus and say, "Okay, I am scared," it doesn't mean the feeling goes away, but things start to happen. When we get scared, "Help me, Jesus." When we get frightened, "Help me, Jesus." And it's just simple little prayer, "Help me, Jesus." That's all we have to say. And what it can do is it can kind of shake us a little bit and kind of get us back on hearing correctly. And when we do that, then I think we can control the fear. Because when we control our fear, then we act correctly. And then when we act correctly, which means is we become more Christ-like. And the good thing about getting rid of fear is to help other people in their fear. Strange as it sounds, but helping others in their fear is the greatest cure for the fear in our own life. Because when we help others, we are Christ-like. And when we are Christ-like, things go a lot better for us and for everyone around us.